Good evening and welcome to the show. You have found your way to the J Barbell. I don't know how long it's going to take me to break that, but at least I'd caught it. As I was saying it, you have found your way to the Psychic Playground with J Barbell. The Psychic Playground with J Barbell, which you might also be familiar with, the J Barbell Show, if you have been a longtime listener. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Either way, I'm very excited and happy that you're here. And this whole show is created because we all come together and our energies come together and we create something special when we do that, especially with this particular group. And I want to thank Mark Husson, starting off the top of the show, for creating this really cool space and place for us to work and also be social and hang out and support each other. To be supported, to be inspired, to inspire. I'm very, very, very grateful. And so thank you for tuning in and joining me live. I'm excited to be here. If you would like to join in on the conversation, there is a private chat happening. You can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button. That opens up a brand new window into Facebook. It is a private Facebook group, also entitled the same thing, number one, number two, radio. And like I said, it's a private group, so you'll need to send over an invitation. I will do what I can to get you approved while we're live on the air. Once that happens, you will see, what will you see? You will see my banner at the top of the page. You will also see a picture, a collage of pictures that's there at the top of the page that Raven posted. So I want to take this opportunity to mention what we're going to be doing a little bit later that's special for Valentine's Day. And Raven reached out earlier. Raven and Oliver reached out to Alan and I to see if we would want to join forces and do a extravaganza, like a pop-up extravaganza. And it would be for the three-hour shows, Oliver show, Raven show, and then the show that I do with my partner, Alan, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. But we would all team up, have a call-in number, so we can make it a big party and you can join in. That's all starting at 6 p.m. Pacific. 6 p.m. Pacific. This year's Valentine's, I'm calling it a Valentine's pop-up. We're doing a Valentine's pop-up. So we hope that you will join us. We would love for you to join us, pun intended. And whether you have a partner, whether you don't have a partner, that's not what it's about. It's an opportunity for us to come together, love on one another, and share some fun stories. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some laughs going. And I know Raven has so much more planned because she's the one that is guiding this ship tonight. I'm excited about that. So more on that happening later on tonight. Valentine's Day pop-up extravaganza starting at 6 p.m. going all the way to 9 p.m. Pacific. It's 3 hours, three shows. Don't miss it. That's all happening tonight. Okay, so I posted a picture. If you have found your way to the chat, I did post a picture of today's psychic game. So last week was the first week that I introduced the Zener cards. Z-E-N-E-R cards, and they are very simple. They're white cards with black symbols, like a square or a plus or a star or wavy lines. In this case, we have a square, a circle, a wavy line, a plus symbol, and a star. Those are our symbols, and I have a picture of it in the chat if you want to see a picture. But you don't have to actually see it. They're very simple. It's a star, a plus, a cube, three wavy lines, and then a circle. Those are the shapes. I am going to be taking four away and leaving one. Which one is it going to be? So I need to take a moment. I'm going to pick right here live while we're on the air. So be tuned in. be tuned in. Which one am I gonna, which ones am I taking away? Which ones are being left on the table? And I have to take my attention inside. There was a distracting dog situation happening in front of me. My front window faces a very busy street in Los Angeles, in the valley, over in the valley side. I'm not on the west side, but I'm happily over here. I've lived on both sides. I'm from the valley. I was born in the valley, and I'm back in the valley. why am I telling you that? Oh, because I look out onto a very busy street. And so sometimes it can be distracting. So for this particular game that we're playing, it does require my utmost focus. So I need to bring it back down here, which is where it should already be with a radio show, not what's going on with the dogs in the neighborhood. Even though, you know, I got to keep an eye out for Watson's sake. Okay, so I'm focusing on the cards I mentioned, the circle, the wavy lines, the cube, the plus, the star. I am removing 1, 2, 3, 4 cards, and I'm leaving one remaining. There is one card remaining. Which is it? Which is it? Which is the remaining card? It is face up. I'm looking at that symbol right now. I'm focused on that symbol. I'm transmitting that symbol happily out psychically. I'm allowing it to be picked up in the ethers. Which symbol is it? If you are the first one to pick the symbol that is remaining, not the one that's not the ones that have been taken away, but the one that's remaining, you will get 5 minutes free sent to you over on 1 2listen.com. If you don't have an account, all you got to do is just get one set up. But if you do, it's easy. I just need to know your username and I can get you those 5 minutes right after the program. So let's refresh the page because I also want to say hi to everyone that is joining us in the chat. I have to say, I have a flow. I have sort of a format, as you all know, that I like to stick to, but then I leave room for it to flow. And I want to check in on the chat. Renee. Hello, Renee. It's great to see you. Hello. My mom, Daylene, is joining us. She says, hi, Jay and Watson, and she sends a big Valentine's Day heart. Hi, Mom. Pamela. It's great to see you. She says, hi there, Jay. Dee Dee says, can I have a message from my angels concerning my career, please? Yes, Dee Dee, absolutely. We're going to do that at the second half of the show. You'll be the first. Dee Dee also leaves a beautiful, happy Valentine's Day for everyone. So does my beautiful partner, Alan. He's sending us all a beautiful, some beautiful kisses and love. I appreciate that. I love you, babes. And also Renee has this beautiful butterfly gif, if you happen to see it. Karen. Hi, Karen. She's also leaving those Valentines. That is the fun thing about having a show on a day like today is we get to spread that Valentine's Day love, and we get to have social media. This is where social media works to our favor because we can easily give each other these beautiful messages. We can send these beautiful digital Valentines, and we can also send it in the energy, send it in the metaphysical realms, and it is received. And we're going to play a game and prove that in a certain kind of way. So which symbol is left? Who wants to put out the first guess? Which one is left on the table? I removed 4 of them. The first person to guess the right symbol for today, we'll get 5 extra minutes, or not just 5 extra minutes, you will get 5 free minutes with me over on our sister site, 1-2-listen.com, where we do one-on-one readings, which is our way of offering one-on-one support. I'm so grateful to be there and to be able to offer what I do in a way that we get to be a part of this whole thing. It's a whole thing. It's a whole universe. So thank you again, Mark, for creating it and keeping it going. And I'm so grateful to all of my compadres, all those that join me the voices that make up 1-2 Radio, and the many psychic healing mediumship folks that make up 1-2 Listen. We're not doing it all by ourselves here. No, we are not. Okay, so I want to talk about, while I'm waiting for you guys to put in your first guess, and don't forget, you have to click, once you go into the comments section, you have to go to all comments. I think on cell phones, it still defaults to all comments if you're in the comments section on Facebook. But if you were on your computer, like I am, and like many of the hosts are when we're doing the show, it is defaulted to top comments. So it's important to change it to all comments so that way you're able to see all the comments that are happening. Okay, so today's topic came to me as I was sitting down to do the show. Sometimes it's like how it works. I went on a walk. It didn't come to me while I was on the walk, but it did come to me as I sat down. And it was this. It's... whoa. So that the seasons are always changing. And what reminded me of that is the sunlight that came in the window that hasn't come in the window quite this way since today. Today's the first day I'm sitting here doing the show, and the light is coming in and it's nice and bright, almost to the point I needed to close the blinds. It hasn't been like that since last summer. And so it was the reminder that, yes, like, the seasons are keeping on changing. We're going to keep on changing. And as much as it might feel like, oh, some things just never change, even those things eventually do. And so how can I be grateful for what is happening today, for what is showing up? How can I be a part of what is happening and not fighting against it? And that was helpful for me to just, that was the theme of my day, and it's now turning into be the theme of my show. And so if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling out of whack, sometimes that's what the seasons do to us. Sometimes that's what the energies do to us. Like, we're not meant to have the same day carbon copy every day, day in, day out. Same energy levels, same choices, same variables. Like, it's not meant to be Groundhog's Day. It really isn't. And yet sometimes we can feel like it is Groundhog's Day all of a sudden. And especially winter time, when there isn't as much to do and there isn't as much light, and it is colder and chillier and rainier and wetter and in some cases freezinger. and so you can't be out. The activities are limited, or the kind of activities are different. It's more homebound, inward bound. And that can be a hard space for us to be in, especially for those of us that are active and extroverted and like to be out in the world. But yet the universe and its flow and the swings of the pendulums of the energies can have us swing inward. It can swing quiet. It can swing colder. And then the energies show that finally there's a change. Like, it makes itself known. It makes itself apparent, like it did for me today, that spring is on the way. It's not spring yet, but it's on the way. The light is already building every day. From here, we already got past that point of darkness, and now the light is going to continue to keep building from here. So I share that as a inspirational moment to hopefully be a pickup to you, that if you especially are feeling stuck, if you are especially feeling overwhelmed by what life might be handing you right now or throwing your way, that a couple things to remember. It's not going to be this way forever. And the energy dynamics, the situation dynamics are also going to change. And so there is something to being where you are because you're there. But at the same time, knowing you're not stuck there. So what is it like? What is it? What is your part? What is your next best step? And this is your opportunity to ask your intuition, to ask your higher self within, to ask the Holy Spirit, whatever your belief system is, what is the next best step for you now? But I would be very clear of who you're asking that of, because who you're asking is going to determine where you get that information back from, if you catch my drift. So be specific, ask for help, see what comes, and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Those are the messages to come out of our shell, to come out of hibernation, but to do it slowly, to do it at our own pace. Like, the world is moving at a pace that is really inorganic and is really outside of the flow that all of us would like to go at. But yet here we are. And so what is your pace in all that? There is something about this Aquarius energy that's about honoring your own pace, honoring your own timing. But you have to let that happen. Like, you can't have expectations of your own timing in the sense of from a worldly perspective and then think that you're going in the organic time of the universe. Those are different perspectives. They're subtle, but one is loaded with expectation and how it has to be, and one is loaded with inspiration. It's loaded with passion and desire, but it's letting the universe determine how is it going to show up. What's the highest and best good way that it's going to show up for me now? So some things to think about. Right now, I want to hear from all of you. What are your guesses for our game, our psychic game that we got going on? I'm going to check in. And also, what do you think about today's topic? And how are you feeling this beautiful Valentine's Day? All right. So I need to go back, like I said, to all comments and check in where I left off here. It's so great to see you, Miss Pamela. And yes, Dee Dee, I will get you're the first reading. And it looks like Evelyn will be our second reading of the night. Hi, Maureen. I don't know. All of a sudden, I couldn't read. I was trying to say too many things at once. Hi, Evelyn. And no, it is not the wavy lines. Pamela also guessed the plus sign. And Chris, you are correct. Chris, it was the circle. Happy Valentine's Day to you too. She's covering two birds with one stone here with a message that says Happy V-Day and circle. And Chris, let me just make sure you're the first one. Yes, you are the first one that guessed the circle. You are the winner. And when you have time, private message me your username over on 12listen.com. And I will get you those free 5 minutes after the show. Thank you all for playing. Thank you all for guessing. Thank you all for having this playful opportunity. That's the whole point of this new format. I wanted to really make an effort to have a playfulness to the show that wasn't always part of my intention or my thought as the Jay Varvel Show. We don't always get that opportunity out in the world. Usually the world is full of stress and we have to make decisions and we have to be on guard and it's all very serious. Still be plugged into our heart, learning how our intuition works, but to do it with the pressure off.
Hi, this is Peggy, Angel Intuitive, Psychic, Medium, and Reiki Master.
Now there's music, but I think we're going to come back. think we're coming back. Maybe. We'll see. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Listen.com. Let's face it, we all need help or guidance from time to time. And I wanted you to know that I'm here to help you get the guidance and answers you need from your angels and loved ones. No, you are never alone. You can reach me every day at 1-2-listen.com.
Sorry about that, everybody. I had a little bit of a glitch with the internet, and it took us off the air for a moment. But we are back, and I think it was just a brief moment, hopefully. And sometimes that happens. And I'm just now remembering to wish my cousin Brianne a happy birthday. Her birthday is on Valentine's Day. Happy birthday, Brianne. I'll be sending her a message later on. And yes, Evelyn, weird music happened. And let me know if I'm now back live, because it might have got in and out, but I feel like I'm here now. isn't that something? I am always been here, but I'm here now. That sounded kind of interesting. What I meant is like the music coming in and out. Hopefully I'm back. Let me know, and we're going to get going here on the readings. We're going to start early. But first, I want to remind you to find your way to the gratitude board happening over on 1-2-listen, the gratitude board. And that's a free service. You can use it anonymously. It's your place to put all the things that have happened to you that you're grateful for right now, that you want to energize and expand and grow. And it's also a place to put the things that you haven't manifested yet, but you're working on. But put it in present tense as if it's already happened, because all of us in advisors, we all join forces and we empower your intentions with our attention, growing it and expanding it and magnifying the energy. And also in doing so, magnifying the manifestation power through the power of gratitude. So please don't hesitate to use it. Like I said, it's free and it is completely anonymous, and it's all happening over on 1-2-listen.com. Okay, so let's start with the readings. The first person was Dee Dee, and I'm going to pull from a metaphysical not a metaphysical deck, an oracle card deck. It is a metaphysical deck, but it wasn't what I meant to say. It's a oracle deck. And let's see here. Who? So Dee Dee is looking for a message from her angels concerning... All right, specifically since the angels... Let's see, I have... Diana Cooper's deck of angels and ascended masters, as well as elemental energy. So I'm going to pull from that deck for you, Dee Dee, since you're specifically looking for a message from the angels. Let's see what comes through. And one more shuffle card for a Dee Dee. Who's coming forward for Dee Dee with a message? And it's the dolphins. Dolphin sonics purify and raise the frequency of water as they swim through it so that they can access, maintain, and pass on the wisdom of Golden, Atlantis, and Lemuria. Those dolphins who shimmer with aquamarine light were the angels of Atlantis. They are mighty beings who help to hold the frequency of the oceans. Choosing this card invites you to tune into the beautiful dolphins and access the messages from them. Your guidance is to relax and flow with a current of ascension, knowing that the dolphins are telepathically imparting help and wisdom to you. So the message I get on top of the one I just read from the dolphins is it would behoove you to spend some time in meditation to work with a water element, specifically the ocean and the dolphins. And in the same way of my impetus and my inspiration to be more playful, I do feel like the dolphins are wanting to bring in a lighter, brighter, playful spirit to come out of you. So that way you can be more shining brightly who you really are as you're doing your career search and not weighed down by the stress of it all. Because what I'm seeing is you're weighed down by the stress of the search. I feel like you're in some kind of search, like you're looking for like the next best thing, is at least what I see. And it's like the pressure for you to choose right, whatever that means to you, is so strong that it's not really letting you choose from your heart. And not just your heart, but like your heart mind, that part of you that's the balance point between your head and your heart. Like there's something that is getting blocked by the heaviness and the stress of it all. And here's the deal. Real life is real life. We can't change what is happening. But sometimes we can shift gears, and sometimes we can bring in a little bit of lightness here and a spice of play over there, if you catch my drift. And Dee Dee, I feel like that's what's required here, is some more time for you to check in with you so you can really get connected to your intuition, because it's very powerful and very, like, I feel like there's a lot of instruction wanting to come out of you, a lot of creative expression wanting to come out of you. And then it's a matter of don't be afraid to show people who you are. And show them those beautiful qualities that are a part of you, and that I feel like are part of the next job, the next career. And part of it is I feel like you're something to do with people. Wouldn't surprise me if it's like HR, or if this is just about like impressing and connecting with the HR people. But first off, it's a matter of you getting out of your head that there's a golden right and a wrong. There's just what you get called to. And what I feel is being guiding you to is your passions, being guiding you to your desires. Look there. There's like what your head all by itself will tell you. There's what your emotions will tell you. But what is your heart mind, that combination, that heart mind, what is that telling you? What is that connecting you to? What is that drawing you to? And the dolphins and meditation are a place to start, are a place to check in. All right. So Evelyn, you're next. Evelyn says, can I have a love reading, please? Virgo, Gemini, Cap, Moon. When am I going to have a man in my life? Let's see what comes up here. Courage, the courage card. I feel like there's something about you getting solid on your own two feet right now. I know that there is this. Let me just see. I know you. I just want to see if I can answer your question. Hold on. Let me pull up all the symbols, because I feel like I might have a timing for you, but I'm. For whatever reason, this horoscope symbol or the the astrological symbol is not coming to my mind. I'm not the professional here. Oh, where's the map? Show me the sign. Show me. Oh, there we are. Leo. Okay, so it's Leo. They're showing me, to answer your question, when is a man coming? Leo, during Leo time. During August, end of July, going into August is what I'm seeing. And the other message in this, because there's a lion on this card and the card is courage, is how are you standing on your own two feet right now? And are you letting yourself look at what do I need to do as a single person to do that? Without that constant pressure of where is he coming from? Where is my one coming from? Because I feel like there's this look, like you're looking out into the starlight, asking, hunt, like in a sense of almost like hunting. But there is this sense of, okay, enough with that. how can you redirect some of your time and energy towards your own satisfaction in life, doing things that you love to do with your time and your energy, and going to go be about those things with that time that you spend right now in the hunt. Because here's the thing, while you're in hunt, you're going to be hunting. So part of getting out of hunt mode and actually having a man come and actually be available is for you to come out of the hunt mode. Because if you're going to be hunting, you're always going to be going after prey and like literally having to like go hunt them down, versus being able to be doing you, doing all the things that you enjoy doing in the world, making sure that you're taking care of you, making sure that you feel good in your body and that you feel good in your heart space. That sends out a whole different kind of beacon and it sends out a whole different kind of attraction, like a lighthouse light out into the world. And that's what I see is going to be important for you to work on your own Leo light, being willing to shine your light. But as an individual right now, while you are an individual, and definitely you'll have to let us know if it happens before this, but they're showing me Leo season is when the next time the man of your dreams will be coming through your life, and when I see the opportunity for you to be in a dating relationship. You'll have to let us know how that goes. Thank you, Evelyn. Let me know how that feels. I know I felt like before I met my partner, Alan, that I was never going to meet somebody, like ever. Like it was a long time of feeling defeated. And I was in that hunt mode too, though. I was hunting, looking over, like over here, over there, everywhere. Where is he? Why hasn't he come over here yet? But it was that very thing that came through for you. It also came through for me way back when, and that was to stop hunting, to stop searching, to do my life, be about me, and let it happen, let it come to me. And it did, and it did, and it wasn't that long after that. It literally was not that long after that. It's kind of wild how it happened. So, keep us posted. Evelyn, let us know how you're doing. And please keep being kind and patient with yourself, because we have a lot of pressure of when we want things to happen in our humanness, but that isn't necessarily when, how it's going to be. And that doesn't mean we've done it wrong or we haven't manifested right. It's just sometimes things in life take a while and they unfold and they happen when they happen. And they take the time that they take, and we're the ones that make up a story about it, not the universe. So let me see here. I can get talking, you guys. I need to check in on the chat and see where I'm at to see who's next. And I'm changing it to all comments. And thank you, Evelyn, for joining, and thank you for participating and asking your question. I hope that helps. All right. Tara is looking for a message. Let's see what comes through. I would love a message if there's time. Tara, there's time. Yes. And don't forget, everybody, stick around after my show is Ginger. She's coming up next with Heart Matters. And then after that is going to be the Valentine's pop-up special with Oliver, Raven, myself, and my partner, Alan. We're going to be teaming up for a 3-hour special. There will be a call-in number. There will be an opportunity to call in and talk and chat and be a part of the party. All right, so we got one more shuffle for Tara. And Tara, the card, Protect. Protect. Right now it feels like family time is important. Feeling that strong family bond, and feeling it like both ways, not just mom to child and mom to husband, but like where you feel the love back, and you feel the synergy I feel like it's that right there is there's a certain kind of like sacredness. There's a certain kind of like light that's generated. And just like a fire, it warms us up. And I just feel like there is something important about that right now, keeping the home fire strong and burning, and also putting some time and energy there this Valentine's Day is really important. And it does put over this protection prayer over your family of love. And on the card is a koala with her baby. And they're surrounded by nature. And I feel you have a way to bring that mother, grandmother kind of energy inside to your family and into your neighborhood, into your community. But especially right now, I feel like it's important to bring it just into the home. And I know you do that on the regular, but this is like a call to do even an extra something of love and prayer with the entire family involved. There just feels that just is coming through strong, and I want to pass that on. That is the reading for you, Tara. Thank you for stopping by this beautiful Valentine's night. Karen, she says, "Hi, Jay. So nice to hear you again. I love your suggestion. Next steps. I would love to know the next best step for me. Thank you." All right, Karen, let's see what comes through. What is the next best step for Karen? All right. So it's interesting because we were just talking about hunting, and the two cards that came up for you that popped out together were create and hunt. So the way that I see that is really spending time in that creative space, because I feel like there is a very strong impetus of what your mind is telling you you should do. But in order to get into that space and that flow, that organic flow of what your intuition and what your heart and spirit is wanting you to do, that requires you to slow down more. Like, I feel like you've got to downshift a couple of gears and slow way down from the pace that you're moving right now in order to really vibe with that space and to really hear that part of you. And not doubt it, but to like really hear it and to be able to follow through with what's coming through from that space. So the create part to me comes from creating space, creating time for you to slow down. And the other next step is to like the hunt part. There's a target. I feel like it's important to get clear on what do you want. What is in your target for what's next? What do you want to experience? What do you want to be a part of your life next? What experiences are you calling in? What do you want to see? Like, I feel like it's important to spend time on that dreaming, like the dream. What do you want for yourself? It's important for you to put your co-creative vote out there. It's important for you to spend some time in that dream realm to see what comes to you. I feel like those are the next best steps to, because once you get clear again on what you really want and that you really feel it, not just from your mind kicking your ass kind of place, but from like your spirit tone, you know, your soulfulness, like that kind of place. I feel like those are, when you get plugged back into there, it will become automatic. It will become automatic. Let us know how that goes. Keep an eye out for those birds of prey in the world, whether they're through cartoon or whether you see them flying around. But allow them to be your inspiration and your guide right now. Evelyn says, "This makes sense. I'm trying to hunt and enjoy at the same time. I'm run down right now." So yes, so this is an opportunity to take a deep breath, take the pressure off. Like, know that here's like kind of the weird paradox. Like, they're not necessarily going to just show up at your door, but they're also not going to show up trying to go like hunt them down out in the world either. it's this fine line of doing you in the world and allowing other people to do them in the world. And it's like an organic vibrational match, like at a grocery store or at the mall or getting lunch, something at work. Like it can open up to, it's not about the where, that will be just the setting of where it happens. It's more about you allowing the vibrational match of who you really are to match the vibrational match of who that partner really is. And if it's a resonant connection, to let it happen. And that just happens out in the world, us doing our life. We don't have to make it happen. Those things happen organically and automatically, just when we're doing our day-to-day life. When we are not in the hunt, and when we are like in a certain kind of way, like just there's like a certain kind of neutralness to our energy, where we're not in need, and we're also, yes, I would like more to life, but I'm also satisfied from where I am right now. There is something about like being able to be satisfied with what is. That's a powerful energy to experiment with, Evelyn. Lori Love joining us from Mondays. She has her show at 10 a.m. Pacific, Lori the Love Sherpa. You want to check that out. Hi, Lori. It's great to see you. And Dee Dee says, thank you, Jay. You are absolutely spot on. I definitely need to meditate. Thank you again. Well, I feel like we're all able to give each other these reminders and helpful nudges that Spirit's already been working on us. And sometimes when it can come from the outside, sometimes it makes a certain kind of connection. It's like, oh, yes, okay, let me get on top of that. Let me get on it. And you're doing it, Dee Dee. Okay, so let me do the refresh one more time before we wrap up the show. I want to remind you that we're doing a live pop-up event. I know I keep saying it, but I want to make sure you all hear what's happening tonight. Valentine's Day. 1-2 Radio. We're doing pop-up Valentine's Day extravaganza. Thanks to Raven and Oliver. They're the ones that have kicked off this whole idea. And Alan, my partner, and I have joined forces. And so we're excited. It's going to be 3 hours, starting with Oliver's show. And we're going to go straight through. There might be a little break in between. But other than that, we're going to go straight through with calls. And we're going to have some fun Valentine's Day. We're going to have a fun Valentine's Day experience, and we're going to do it together. I know Raven's got some fun stuff up her sleeve. Okay, so definitely keep an eye out on the social media for that. And Ginger's going to be coming up next with Heart Matters. And I have a show on Thursdays with Raven called Backstage Pass. And that is happening tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific. And we're going to be welcoming Lori Love. Lori Love will be joining us. So I'm excited to get to have a chat with Lori Love again. She's been on the show before, but this will be her time to come back. And we'll get to see what she's been up to since the last time we checked in. All right, let me check in one more time. I have some comments to read. And I need to remember all comments. And I'm seeing my new banner again. Thank you, Kelly McLean. She's the one that created my banner. I do love it for my new show. And all right. Oh, hi, Christina. It's great to see you, Christina. She's joining us and saying howdy, leaving Valentine's Day love. And Christina says she's going to be calling in. Yay. I'm excited. She's going to be a part of tonight, too. And we love you, too. We're sending kisses. And Ginger. Hi, Ginger. I'm excited you're coming up next to keep the airwaves going strong here on 1-2 Radio. And Tara. She says, haha. Yes, thank you. Protecting my family right now. There was a fire across the street from us yesterday. We're definitely aware of our surroundings right now. Clearing our energy field and staying close to, I think she probably meant to say close to home. Awesome. No, and that's wild that happened. That definitely can bring our mortality front and center, something like that happening, especially right across the street. And imagine you guys were a witness to it, maybe. That can be even more traumatizing and just confronting. So even more reason to, yes, be able to regroup, be strong, keep that home fire burning, but contained in this case, and keep that burning in the energy, not in, the way that it happened across the street. My heart goes out to those folks too. I've been through a house fire with my family, and it is scary, and it does turn everything upside down. Karen says, oh my God, I've been seeing so many birds of prey in my yard, skiing across the street. I wondered what the messages were. Well, they are wanting you to get clear on what it is you want to go after. Like, it's interesting, like, because it's kind of like the paradox where in Evelyn's case, the hunt, like, it's too much hunt, and it's like it's not working like the way that she would want it to work. And I don't mean to use her as an example. It's more like from the general space of like, why would it be the case that like relax the hunt in her case? And in Karen's case, why is it about more of the hunt? Well, because we're all number one in different places. So I just want to share that. But number two, there's a difference between like putting our sights on career or on a specific like home that we want to create or like a business. And again, everything is within like moderation, and anything can be too much. So even in Karen's case, it's about looking at it from a like making that decision, like that, like there's something to making that connection and reminding yourself of what you're really going after. I feel like there's going to be something that gets activated for you in that, Karen. And Evelyn, in your case, I feel like as you relax the hunt, you're going to be surprised at who shows up in your life. And I feel like at first it's going to be like friendly, flirty kind of experiences to get you into a different space about it all that will eventually lead into something that is like a boyfriend girlfriend kind of situation. But I feel like there's going to be some fun flirty kind of experiences that are just there to remind you that that there are these different kind of experiences we can have with the opposite sex. And so yes, so things to look forward to. All right. And I love all the posts, Karen. She's posting all the birds she's seen. And she's also showing all these beautiful snowy winter wonderland kind of like places. There is a book called Animal Speaks. Animal Speaks by Ted Andrews. And it's this book that is full of all the different animals that roam around and their meaning and like their connection to esoteric stories and also religion and different like belief systems. It gets into that as well as like if it shows up in your world as a totem, what does it mean? That kind of thing. It gets real detailed. It's like a couple pages per animal worth of information. So it's not just a meme worth of information. You really can dig into some pretty interesting stuff. So I mentioned that to you, Karen. You might already have the book, but if not, you might really enjoy it. Animal Speaks by Ted Andrews. It's available on Amazon. Set those sights. This is a message I feel like for all of us. We're in the Chinese New Year. We clicked over the weekend. And I felt like last year when the water energies, because it was the water rabbit. And I felt that water elemental energy strong coming in a few weeks into the change, going into the change. And similarly, I've been feeling like more of that earthy energy coming in. And more of that elemental earth being prominent. And so I just share that to just throw that out there to see if any of you are noticing that elemental shift. And also, like, do you feel the difference? You just feel different. Do you feel like you're able to do things differently in your life, or does it all feel status quo? Does it all feel the same? I'm curious if you guys are noticing the changeover. Okay. I would love to stay with you all night, and guess what? I'll be back. But in the meantime, Ginger is coming up next with Heart Matters, and this has been The Psychic Playground with Jay Barbell on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And it's been such a treat, such a pleasure, such an honor to be here with you. I love you all very much, and I will see you later this evening for the pop-up Valentine special. Stick around. 3 hours, Oliver, Raven, me, and my partner, Alan, coming up, starting for Oliver's time slot. And you'll want to come be a part of it. All right, bye for now, everybody. Have a great night.